Hello friends, we are studying the subject of consumer buyer behavior. We are on chapter 5. This chapter 5 covers personality, psychographic perception and consumer behavior. So there are personality, psychographic perception and consumer behavior. So these are the three aspects and how it is linked to the consumer behavior. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you through this subject and this chapter especially. So what are our learning objectives? So we need to understand what is personality, various theories surrounding the personality. There is one element of brand personality is purposely introduced so that you understand overall the marketing significance. Then we get on to understanding what is psychographic, then application of psychographic analysis, etc. And then last is that perception. What is perception and various salient aspects linked to perception. And then stimuli plays a very important role in the perception. An entire perceptual mechanism we will try to understand. So all this thing linked to the consumer behavior. So personality, psychographic based segmentation, of course, as we have earlier also during the segmentation exercise learnt, you have geographic, demographic, geodemographic, etc. But they are very, very static way of segmentation. But there is something which is within. So that is what is personality, psychographic, etc. So people try to bring in a segmentation which is based on this particular aspects. Now that's where what is important is that the challenge to the marketeer is that they must create a favorable fit of their positioning with the perception that is in the mind of the consumer. Perception about not only your product, overall environment, surrounding, etc. We live now today, the perception is like it is such a dull environment, overall economy is down, threat is there. So like, you know, if we all individuals are in that state of very desperation kind of thing. So that's the overall perception. So overall market has to create a fit with this the consumers. So purpose behind this understanding is that marketers must put an effort to understand this personality traits only distinguishes buyer vis-a-vis the shop buyers. So those mall buyers, what we are trying to say, there is a reason why some people prefer to go to malls, some people prefer to buy from the kirana store, some people prefer to buy from a general store or a local stores. Forget mall and the other distinguishing aspects. Personality can be defined as those inner psychological character, inner characteristics that both determine and reflect how a person responds to his or her environment. So there is something that over a period I have built into me, which is various characteristics, various belief, various values, etc. In a way that I have become a, say, complete person. Now I respond to various stimuli coming to me from the environment. So that's what my personality is. I may object to, say, public display of affection while I am in India. But if I go outside, if I go to London and there I see the public display of affection, I will say this is very normal here. So you see how my this thing has been built up. So inner characteristics means specific qualities that is attributed to me, various traits, various factors, various beliefs, various mannerisms, etc. that distinguishes me from the others. I may be a same segment person, but my behavior is different, which is based on my personality. So personality and understanding really gives a edge to the marketeers, in the sense they will be able to go closer to the person. When you go closer to the person, the recipient is in a frame of mind to accept you. So there are three personality characteristics that we need to understand really are: personality reflects individual differences. So within the segment profile, there are people with a different personalities. Personality represents individual differences. So there are certain traits, certain characteristics, certain aspects on which this person gets distinguished from the rest in the segment. Personality is consisting and consistent and enduring. So it's very, it undergoes a change, but it's not very fast change or everyday change, etc. So it's like over a period, very consistent and enduring, like it shapes up, but it doesn't drastically change. Personality can change over a period of time. So over a period of time, when you say, with my exposure, with my experience, etc., my personality may undergo change. So this change for better, change for good or bad, that's a different aspect. So these are the three characteristics of personality. So there are personality theories, and for enabling marketers to understand what is personality of his target consumers, there are three theories generally which has been very popular. Freudian theory, the Jungian theory, that is neo-Freudian theory as it is known as, and the trait theory. These are the theories which brings out the relationship between the consumer behavior and the personality. So they help you to understand personality vis-a-vis how the consumer behavior gets affected. So graphically, it's like, you know, what you need to understand is the theory of Freudian theory of personality. So the first personality theory we are trying to understand. It's a theory which is based on gratification. You have to gratify yourself vis-a-vis the environment, and you are a result of your ID, the first individual, that is your system one. Then you are a result of your superego, which is system two, as they say, and then everything is linked to the ego, which is super system three. So we are made up of individual differences, our superego and our ego. So these three things makes me as a complete personality. Now let's understand this further. ID is individual difference or identification, as you say. It's a characteristics of an individual. It represents the characteristics of an individual, which is coming out when his psychological needs, physiological needs are at his best and at his peak, etc. So his true character, as we say, comes out. So this is generally the hunger, the need for thirst, satisfaction, the sex, etc. So all these things are the very, very physiological need. And that's the time when my true characteristics comes out, as they say. For such psychological needs, an individual seeks immediate satisfaction. So now this cannot prolonged for very long. So you look for an immediate satisfaction by any means. So then you get into alternative means also. So this individual, so like khana nahi mila, khana maine manga logo se, maine bahut koshish ki, mehnat karne ki koshish ki, then I start stealing the food. So overall, because I cannot survive very long, this individual will resort to any means to satisfy such this one. That's why the behavior is a result of his need to satisfy this psychological, physiological need. So that's my true characteristics, as they say. So that's an ID. Then we actually go to superego. Actually, sequential this thing has happened. Superego is the second part. Superego is like a brake that imposes restraints on impulsiveness of the ID. Now, ID is therefore, as I say, it is more impulsive. So to consider stealing, to consider taking it away, to consider hide, to consider snatch it away, etc. These are all those, you know, impulsive forces that is forcing me to satisfy my physiological need. But superego is the one which puts a brake on it. Hey, this may not be correct. You know, think twice. So superego aspects convey that the individual satisfies his need in a socially acceptable manner. So then I will get into this break means I am trying to satisfy those needs in a socially acceptable manner. So that's what is the break is all about. It brings out the morality. Therefore, these breaks are applicable only if you have a moral this thing within you alive. So morality subject matter comes in here. That people's morality, which is value-based system that he has ingrained or studied for himself, will work when my ID gets into the impulsive force, so it will put a brake. Then we go to an ego, which is an overall, it's an overall behavior. Individual's behavior is governed by this conscious control. Now, this is a conscious control. So, I have been told that this is not right, get into the super, the super ego has conveyed me that try and do it what is socially acceptable, etc. The ego is my social control. It will give me a complete conscious control. I will now evaluate what is right, what is wrong, and accordingly I will try and do things. And it functions as my internal monitor, and it attempts to balance my impulsiveness on the other end, the need for being socio-culturally acceptable, etc. Sometimes it may not be acceptable. So there's a reason why you get into doing something which is not right, but you try to see that you are not caught also. So that's where the, so to say, the white collar crimes comes in. Paisa to chahiye. Paisa, I cannot steal, I cannot loot bank. So I get into unwarranted means. But that's because my ego has allowed me to. My ego is either allowing me when the social this thing is telling me, my superego, this is not right. But then my ego balance is there, but like money is needed. So let's do thoda bahut chori to chalta hai, sab jan har ek jan karta hai. So then that's how you get into doing maybe not right thing. So that's what ego. We many times have my ego got hurt. And in the sense, your subconscious mind versus your characteristics, etc., asked you to be still balancing your this thing, but even that doesn't satisfy. So then we say, okay, my ego got hurt. And I thought okay, this is appropriate, but when it didn't happen that way, my ego got hurt. And so this is what we understood, the three aspects of a personality construct, and so to say. So the development of a personality goes in a particular manner, which is right from the birth. This is not a very very serious this thing, and idea is to just reflect upon, so that don't try to struggle too much to read or try to get conscious about it or worried about it. I am developed over a period, yani. So like if my development or my personality starts from my right from my birth, so the oral stage, as you say, the first this thing comes is the mouth, yani. The moment you are out and you are hungry, your mouth is the first interaction which takes place, and through mouth you suck milk, through mouth you drink water, etc. Now if that stage is not properly handled, where you are deprived of, when you are constrained about it, etc., then that's where something happens, and your mind starts shaping certain constraining theories in your mind. Then comes the anal stage, which is elimination of organs related. Yeah. So my organs start developing. Now that's where again, if I am not very consciously handled, then I get offended. So then you often find such people very irritating. Yeah. Because during his growth and during when the body was changing, there is something that was not happening right. And then he reads the overall picture environment wrongly. Phallic stage, which is my own genitals and my sex organs, etc., start developing. Now, even at that time, I have natural urges. Now, if that natural urges are not answered properly, or if I'm not made to understand, then I get into committing wrong things. If that wrong things, they say you are caught. Now, that being caught, doing wrong things means it will create an adverse impact on your mind. So, mind will then get into a different way of thinking about self, about others, etc. A latency stage and a dormancy of sexual instinct, and so that's the stage which generally comes very long, and after say 35, 40, etc., this comes, and this has started coming in much early in today's stressful life, where you are just bothered about just working. There is nothing else so that has been left out, so to say. And genital stage, a heightened interest in persons of opposite sex, and so you develop that entire attraction towards the opposite sex, yeah. So you want to get along, you want to get accepted, you want to indulge in mischief, etc. You want to be with them, involve into sexual acts, etc. Now all the stages are creating one person in me. Now at this stages, if something happens rightly, okay, my perception will get corrected, I will correct myself. If something doesn't go right, I may form a different characteristic or a trait within me that shapes up my personality, may not be in a right manner. So that's the first aspect of a personality theory, is the development stage of an individual. That forms a very essential aspect. So now we move on to really understanding the Freudian theory of a consumer behavior. So to understand this, a few points, this I will call it a salient aspect that we need to really understand. Human drives are largely unconscious. What it is trying to tell you, we are driven by unconscious aspects in our mind. Yeah. So when hunger comes, yeah, it is not that it comes and shouts at you, okay, why you are hungry. But it's just that your body reflects upon and you get into eating something or you get into doing things, etc., which is what is your body or physiological needs are demanding. Various consumer research have or the techniques can be used to really observe you. So like observation is one, FGD focus group discussion is another one, etc., wherein the consumer is observed, and what does he do at any point of a time. These observations will reveal about why the consumer has behaved that way at a particular point of time. When you probe to him, he will reveal what is inside his mind. By just mere observation, you may not know. Marketers must work their way to discover these underlying motives. So in a shop where he goes, and despite this a dangler which is talking about 40% off on this particular item, but consumer still goes and buys another item. So now marketer has to ask this consumer, okay, hey, you saw that 40% discount on this item, why did not you buy? So those are the revealing aspects that consumer tells you. So you will come to know more about the consumer behavior. To put it in simple terms, what we wear, what we what we generally create our personality is a reflection of our personality. So like what we choose, as they say, for marketers, it is important to know okay, what has been selected by the consumer is a result of his personality. What has been rejected also by consumer is a result of his personality. Something that I feel it is with me or like me, and something I don't feel like it's like me, and it's not right for me to use this, you know. So then I kind of abandon it, etc. So for example, now animal, you know, fur as a cloth. Earlier it was a vogue item, with a consciousness that has been built around by the leading heroines, etc. Now we feel that wearing a fur item is not right. So my personality, say, accordingly got corrected. Same with an environment consciousness. Earlier we were not probably. Now we are environment conscious. So I look for an item whether it uses a biodegradable product or not, etc. Consumer assigns various descriptive traits and characters. So like this will shape up my descriptive trait. And the person who then reads me can describe me as a socially conscious animal, concerned about environment, etc. It is a trait which somebody can describe after understanding me. Consumer also tends to associate personality factors with a, say, color, animals, etc. So as I earlier also in that XUV 500 example, which I have, say, like given you, it's like you can associate with the either the animals or the colors or even the geographical shapes, etc. And more are the basis for describing a personality. So now let's understand the second theory, which is known as the Jungian or a non Freudian theory. So earlier theory was more on how individual develops right from his childhood days and then various genital related issues and all, making a full character. Here that was defied. That was defied by Adler, who actually the developer of this particular neo-Freudian theory. And he says that the personality development is a result of a social relationship that we strive. Social relationship that we strive to achieve for ourselves, wherein there is something that we want to achieve or we want to acquire, which meets with the kind of a relationship that we are striving to achieve. So what he said is it's a constant feeling of, you know, overcoming the inferiority. That is a striving force that person wants to put in so that he uplifts himself one level above. So that's where he says the growth of personality happens that way. When a person strives to overcome his existing limitations, overcome his existing constraints, etc., his personality gets developed. They have rejected the earlier theory. There is another lady who is also part of this neo-Freudian theory development. She has classified under this the personality group as a three distinct groups, which is compliant, aggressive and detached. In a very simple term, compliant is like there are people who generally comply with various things, environment, the moral values, ethics, etc. So they are like a compliant group of people. They are aggressive. There are people who like, you know, kind of defy this. You know, they show an aggression to change things, etc. around them. So they are aggressive. And there are third is a detached individual. They are neither worried about aggressiveness or they are not necessarily following the ethical or moral norms, etc. They try to have something on its own, which is a kind of a middle path or a distinct path, so to say. So that's why the marketeers have often utilized this, you know, to their advantage. Here there is an example given. There is a, you know, you say many products like Dio's or some many such other products, they kind of come to you and their appeal is more like a defying this thing, as if you are looking at it where they are trying to tell you to give up certain societal norms and, you know, start for using it, etc. There are racial connotations. Many companies have tried that, etc. So they try to create a distinct way to attract the people. If they, you know, that group of people or the kind of a target group that you have are more aggressive or detached, etc., you can create a communication accordingly. So the third theory is a trait theory. This is entirely a quantitative theory. It's a research-based theory which personally believes that the human being is a sum total of certain various traits. Now, traits have to be aligned with the need of a marketeer. Marketeer for selling, for delivering a message, for making a meaning out of its message, expect certain traits to be present among the kind of a consumer that they are targeting. So as a result, marketeers must find out what kind of a trait that they are looking for, then through a research must see that, you know, presence of that trait among its target group of customers, and then measure them, what the severity or the strength of that traits, you know, among its target customers. So if you move forward, it's like a quantitative measurement of individual's personality. You quantify my personality using various traits that makes one's personality. So through a research or through a conversation with me, or through a common research, or through maybe an observation research, there are various methodologies through which you try to develop trait-based assessment of an individual. So just instead of, you know, discussing this, here is a essay, for example, out here straight away. What earlier slide was trying to tell you that there may be a certain stronger traits that you are looking for. So like leadership quality, for, you know, you to really pitch certain learning programs or certain, you know, managerial programs, etc. You feel that the leadership quality related communication will matter. So you need to see that whether these people who are going for such programs have a leadership quality as a trait or not, yani, or they are striving for that trait to come into them, etc. So that's what. So he essentially, these are not necessarily the only five factors around which the trait theories are built. There at least may be more, but as a theory, understand this. You try to understand whether the person is a dogmatic or an innovator. So that's a two extreme that you try to measure through various probings. Characters of the individual you try to measure, which is tradition oriented, inner directed or other directed, etc. So what directs me, what guides me? So that is what you try to find out. Consumer susceptibility to various societal norms, etc., or your likelihood of getting carried away by an emotional message, etc. So those are the aspects that one need to see. Cognitive personality, that is personality which is based on information and assessment, etc. So this is just a two representative, visualizer or verbalizer. Somebody just visualizes things for himself, while somebody is able to verbalize that, you know, what is he visualizing it. Somebody may visualize but may not be able to speak well. Yeah, so there are people of different natures. Materialism. So today materialism is driving a lot of consumerism, etc. So where does this individual fall? So what you see in the side is a kind of a reference. This is optimum simulation level. That's a level beyond which the person's character starts changing. Otherwise, it is at a natural level. So every individual has what you call an OSL, optimum simulation level. Now, this is shaped up by, as you say, the lifestyle need and ability to risk. I need a lifestyle for which I am willing to risk. So my OSL will become either high or same, or will go down depending on the environment. This aspect, second aspect, what lifestyle I am striving and for which what is the risk I am willing to put in. So optimum simulation level beyond which consumers' trait starts changing. Otherwise, it is at a natural level. So you try to understand first what is an optimal simulation level, and then as a marketeer, you need to try and see whether you want to increase this towards an higher side, or you want to touch shift this to a other level. So then only the person will get into that persuasive mode, action mode. Okay. Personality has two different tangents. So we'll study that. Consumer as a self, consumer is an extended self. So here also there is a subset. Consumer is a self, consumer is an extended self, and then next is a brand. Marketers, the challenge is, on one hand, they have a personality of their own brand. On the other hand, it's a personality of the consumer. Now, how do you do things which will match the two? So that's what this entire subject or this section is going to be. Consumer as a self. So consumer as a self means, here I am, you know, I am what I am, as they say, where I will, everything is aligned to my own being, yani. So my self image. So I am centered around my self image, what I do, what I wear, what I consume, etc. They are essentially supposed to be part of my self image, which is a natural image. We consciously and subconsciously buy products, use specific brands, etc., use a specific location to buy and all this, which is corresponding with my self image. So that's the first aspect. So consumer is a self. So to understand this better, let's understand this quadrant. So you have to go from left to right. So first is like, you know, I will see how I see myself. What is my belief about myself, or how I visualize myself? That is my actual self. I am, as a natural mode, I am my actual self. Then how I would like to see myself. Then comes the question, do I find a deficiency in me? And then if yes, then what is it that I want to be looked upon? for myself, you know, it is again, it is the subject matter of for the self. Yeah, I should put in something to lift my, you know, fashion quotient, etc. So that's what I'm trying to, and I'm trying to become an ideal self-image. So that's where I'm trying to change to a ideal self-image, because somewhere I decided or somewhere I got a feedback that fashion quotient of my actual self is not appropriate. So I am set up what you call an ideal self-image. Come down, how others see me. Now this is with you. You know, this is a transition within you. This is a transition with others. So first is like, how others look at me. So what is that my understanding of others looking at me? So that's a social self-image. And then last comes how I want others to look at me. So here now I'm trying to bring a change. So what is that ideal social image? So people should look at me as a richy-rich. People should look at me as an achiever. People should look at me as a flamboyant, dashing. So this is where I try to exert a lot of work out there, yani, because I want people to look at me in a particular way. It doesn't matter how people perceive me. It is like I want to put an effort for people to look at me in a particular manner. So that's what we all are today doing it through the social medias and all. But it's not limited to that. Let's study that better. So it's the expected self-image which builds the consumer. So like transition from here to here, from this quadrant to the other quadrant, ideal self-image, or it is termed here as an expected self-image. Our needs becomes wants. Wants, we try to see whether there's a means to satisfy that. So it becomes a desire. And then we put a goal to fulfill our desire. So that's where the transition happens. So that's what is of interest to the marketeer. This is useful in developing a new product. So when marketeers wants the shift to happen, they naturally have to have a product solution. So that is where the new product development takes place, modification of existing, introduction for new feature, or whether you want to shift your brand positioning, etc. What is the right appeal to take this kind of an individual, etc. So all those aspects move around that ideal self-image. So that's what shift they want in an individual level among the consumer. So that's the one. Self-image set and a product nature has a direct correlation in the satisfying a specific kind of image. So I, as I told you, I am what I am. So like I will use product which meets with my self-image. So that's where the brand has to connect with me. Then comes the question of moving me to from the actual self-image to ideal self-image. So that's also another set of a marketing activity. That's where the new product, you know, certain products which I was otherwise not using, Listerine, mouthwash, till probably in our era, till I completed college, it was not required. Now they brought up consciousness, why people come so close to each other, you know, affection sharing and all. And that's the time they say, bhai, you need to be prepared. You know, that's why the mouth or this thing. Then it was put in also as a hygiene need, etc. So you see that various things that they're wanting you to shift yourself. Yana. We prefer to have our daily needs based on the actual self-image. Our actual self-image drives our daily needs. So, but that's okay. That daily need is within the confinement of my limited environment at a specific location, etc. The moment I step out of my house, I move into what you call an ideal self-image, or I get conscious about what people think about me, and then I strive what I want people to think about me. So that's the whole journey. So here, what we are trying to give you an idea is that marketers need to know that what is that the consumer pursuit is all about. You know, his personality is striving for what. And that's how you pitch the product or the solution. Consumer is the extended self. So here there's a second perspective which comes. It's like, you know, I want myself to be extended among the social society. So social society, when I say, here's an example like a platinum ring. If I give a platinum ring to my wife, you know, then I know that my ideal social self-image will improve. People will know me as this thing. I may do this for people to know me as something. So that's the one thing. I gave that gift out of love to my wife. Yana. So that's my social this thing. People have noticed, and you know, I exchange the ring during our anniversary celebration or whatever, which is out of love. So yeah, many have recognized me. Ke bhai, yeah, he's a very social guy. He's a very lovable guy, etc. But when I keep doing it, when I keep increasing this gift, when I do a shosha around it, etc., when I shout aloud about what I did, etc., during where did I give party, what did we do, how many people were invited, I really. So then I'm trying to do is my actual social or expected social image I'm trying to change. So I'm trying to influence my how people look at me. So that's where the extended or actual social self image comes into picture. There's a fourth quarter. Self alteration. So between the two set, there is a third concept called self alteration. So we are still in that self mode. We have not moved towards the brand side. So self as an extended self, consumer as an extended self, and self alterations. So within the realm of being self, I have constantly evolved. So over a period, I have gradually improved myself and made it my own this thing. So my way I maintain, say, like hygiene, way I kind of acquired new habits, which is now ingrained. So like use of aftershave or use of deo, etc., doing brushing twice, this thing, bathing twice, etc., which I probably was not the case in those earlier, you know, days, etc. But as you see others around, as you see your peers, as you come to realize through information, etc., I have changed. So my adopted habits, which now remains with me, is a self alteration that I have done to my actual self. So that also is one important thing. That's where many times you see marketers force you to change your self. So they guide you, okay, you must brush twice a day, etc. For them it's a benefit. If you start using brushing twice a day, and if India's population starts brushing twice a day, you can see that toothpaste will get consumed within half the time. Therefore their demand will double. But that's all apart. Yes, I have, through the observations and all, altered myself. So that's how the people alter. And that is the thing that a marketeer needs to exploit about. And a marketeer should be able to compel individual to alter things and make its own and make it related to his actual self. So then you achieve a constant acceptance of that product or the service. So that's where the game is all about. So now we come to the next subject, which is a brand personality. There I have told you that personality study is a two tangent, customer, one personality, and the other end is a brand personality. Marketeer for is a challenge that he has to see that the brand personality matches with his target consumers. So what it tries to tell you that yes, like a human being, brand too has his own personality. Personality is built on certain traits. Like an individual, here also the personality is built on certain traits. Now this traits has to combine with the traits that an individual has. So how he looks at your brand, what he considers your brand position as, whether he is able to see the relationship there in the brand position that you are trying to talk about. So that's where the two personality when matches, the acceptance comes in. So that is the challenge the marketeer has to face. Here is an example that has been given to you of an apple. So this is how the apple is looked upon. It's a dream for anybody. It's a cool, you know, the humanist, creative people. When you talk about Apple, these are the words which come in: innovative, it's a friend's friend, you know, kind of thing, passion for change, innovativeness, etc., stylish, always, you know, style above, casualness, there is something there in that this thing. So that's how we recognize the Apple personality. Now the buyer who buys it either matches most of this in his life, or he got this to convey this. So he's trying to now influence his actual self image, social self image. So how ideal social self image, how people want him to look upon. So that's where he's buying Apple products, so that people look him upon as a cool guy, you know. So that kind of thing comes in. So there's a two tangent to this. But that's all from the customer side, why customer is buying. Here the marketer's challenge is to first see that, you know, his brand personality moves and aligns with the consumer's personality. Consumers buying a brand has to do with his own personality thing that we have earlier studied, the four tangent. Okay, so with this challenge, the marketer has to do is to divide his target audience into essentially two genres and or two aspects, which is one is an adopter and second is a non-adopter. So for example, Close-up gel toothpaste personality is that it is for the teenager. It is for those youth people, you know, who have a closeness as a way of their life. You know, they spend time together with the like-minded people or opposite sex, etc. Now, in there, they don't want to get fall, they don't want to fall out because of bad breath, etc. So, their need is like there has to be a product which will keep my mouth fresh. So, that's what Close-Up is offered, the freshness, this thing, which is not probably the case, say, with me. So, I still use, because at my age, the Colgate Total is more reliable for me, the cavity protection and various other benefit that Colgate Total gives me. So, look at, there is a difference in the same house, there are two different toothpaste being used, etc. Cambridge versus Raymond, so that's another example. There are people who prefer Cambridge. In for quite a long part of my corporate life, I used to rely only on Cambridge, while for my trouser it was Raymond's. So, this is also kind of a subject matter of adopter and non-adopter, etc. Okay, I have not at that point of time gone and bought, and people in fact comment like after marriage. After marriage, Ashish style has become little informal. Otherwise, I used to be say like very formal, and therefore I was dependent on Cambridge brand, because it was more corporate and more towards that side. So that's how the personality that matches with you, you accept those brand, very quickly. Then you have a long relationship with it. That's where the loyalty and relationship comes in. So, based on the personality trait liked by the consumers, you build a brand personality. So, you study, if you are building your brand. Brand personality is a subject matter which gets built up over time. So, brand is an opportunity to know more about his consumers, consumer personality, etc., what is distinct in them, etc., through the trait theory, etc. And then try to put something behind the brand so that that characteristics or that trait comes out and that will attract the consumer. So, that's what you see. Like BMW will never do a normal promotion or a, sunburn, etc. They will do a classy promotion. Like they will sponsor golf tournament. They may sponsor like races, fast track races, etc. Because that brand stands for innovativeness, luxury, etc. So, one need to really try and see how the brand's personality matches with the consumers. I have mentioned earlier also, so not repeating, personality can be represented as an animal. So, XUV500 was matched as a Panther as a personality. Marketers must create an identifiable trait of his brand personality. So, like for example, Mahindra, if you see, is a ruggedness stands together, forever kind of thing. Even now, the new Bolero Neo, they have brought this on the Scorpio SUV chassis, but they still talk about its ruggedness as a powerful force behind. So, this is the various aspects that we thought we will understand about brand personality. Brands gets recognized in more than many ways. So, brand as a person or a specific characteristics or having a skill, etc. or a capability, innovativeness is like a capability or a competency of say Apple, etc. Certain associations, attitudes or a mix of these aspects. So, brand as recognition comes through a different routes. So, that one, a marketer needs to understand this. One example is given, Ambuja Cement has a masculine physique. And when they came out, only they shown that, advertisement with a very muscular body guy holding tall buildings, etc. So, people made this, when it comes to brand Ambuja Cement, you look at as a masculinity as a part of that. So, you feel that, oh, this is the right product for building my house. So, that's how they have created a character which became synonymous with the strength. And then people accepted that Ambuja Cement is a strength giving cement. So, that's how this kind of an association brings that connect between the consumer and the brand. In other words, like any individual's personality, a brand personality too appeals to the senses of the target audience. It should appeal ultimately to your target audience. Various senses, there are five senses, various senses when the brand appeals, then the consumer comes closer to you. Thus, it is essential and challenging for the marketers to identify brand's personality and make the consumer accept that part of the personality. So, you communicate in a way that consumer is able to understand that your personality is this and therefore he will accept various stimuli that you give. And therefore, it is essential for the brand personality to be consistent over a period of time. You can't keep changing every day. So, personality is built, no doubt, but built over a period of time. You gradually construct and get closer and closer, because on the other end, your consumer is also changing. As I told you, actual self and the actual self is also undergoing change. So, brand has to also evolve to know his consumers, what is the change happening in his consumers, and therefore he constantly build his personality. But overall, it is supposed to be consistent over a time. The complete man, Raymond, is there for, I think, at least 40 years. If I look at my life, and when I got first appealed by the Raymond's The Complete Man message, it is even today. That's the personality that they have conveyed. And so the such a powerful, this thing that you carry with about that brand. So you see that you have to be consistent over a time. While you are developing your brand personality, of course, you have to definitely have those elements which conveys your brand in a way. So communication, be it visual or audio, should also convey that personality repeatedly, continuously, in a consistent manner. This is also known as a brand property. There is something called brand property. So use of brand property makes your communication consistent, or sound consistent, so to say. So Parle Biscuits, that girl picture is so widespread, even it is there after so many decades out here. Amul Butter's girl picture, Asian Paints Gattu, was there for a number of decades. And now you don't see it, the new age people. Nirma Detergent, the dancing girl, Britannia Biscuits tune, ting, ting, tiding. It is even played today. So those are the properties which are so synonyms with the brand personality, that it triggers in you the similar feeling, the sense of acceptance, sense of belief that, oh, this is me, this product stands for me, or this product appeals to my senses, so to say. Thank you.